More than 6 months after coronavirus vaccines first became publicly available, the push continues to try to get everyone inoculated. But with COVID cases on the rise due to the Delta variant, there's also more and more discussion of boosters. Now, to be clear, the FDA hasn't approved booster shots for COVID yet, but Dr. Michael Wilkes, a professor of medicine and global health at UC Davis, says that's not stopping many people from asking for them.
I have had many people from all demographic groups, old and young, and male and female, calling, writing, texting, even coming into my office to ask for a booster.
He says it's important to look at who's at risk here.
The Delta variant is more dangerous for people who can't have the vaccine, and that includes children, and perhaps also for those who have waxing immunity. All three vaccines, J&J, Pfizer, and Moderna, are highly effective against the original virus. It's now looking like Pfizer and Moderna offer more protection against the Delta variant than the J&J.
Of the groups of people who've already been immunized at this point, who has diminishing immunity?
Right. So people can get immunity in two ways. They can develop an immune response from a prior infection, or they can get immunity from the vaccine. It looks like if you've had a natural infection, that immunity doesn't seem to be as strong or as long-lasting against the Delta variant. Vaccine immunity seems to protect us a lot longer. How long? Well, we really don't know because the vaccines, remember, are new and they've only been around for about a year. But we do know that vaccine produces an initial surge in the number of immune cells churning out antibodies, but these do begin to drop. But it looks like vaccines, again, are protecting us against severe disease, hospitalization, and death. So at this very moment, the case for COVID vaccine boosters is pretty weak. They seem unnecessary for most people and could divert much-needed doses away from people that need it much more.
But is there still concern that our response to the COVID vaccine could diminish with time?
Yeah, it almost certainly does. We're just now analyzing the data, but early reports suggest that antibody levels triggered by vaccines do fall somewhat over time, probably over 6 to 8 months. But what scientists don't know is whether this drop in antibodies also results in a decline against protection for the COVID virus. This protection drop is more likely to be the case for those who are older and those who generally respond less well to vaccinations and have weaker immune systems.
So, do you think these people need an extra dose of vaccine at this point?
Well, we're not sure. Listeners have heard that Israel and the UK and other countries have decided to give boosters. Pfizer is, as expected, pushing hard for people to get another dose. But remember, more doses means more money for them. There have been a few trials to test boosters. Third doses of vaccines have been shown by Moderna and Pfizer to result in new spikes in antibodies when administered several months after the second dose. But frankly, I think it's still premature for us to be giving boosters to people other than the very elderly and those who are severely immune compromised.
So you're saying that we need to think about how we allocate this resource of vaccines, which is still somewhat limited.
Absolutely. I think that we as a country and a society need to figure out, you know, do we want to spend this on a second booster dose or do we want to get more of the world immunized so that these variants decrease in their frequency?
Do we know whether people who were vaccinated early on, say back in December or January, whether they're getting infected now with the Delta strain at higher rates than people who were vaccinated more recently, say in April or May?
There is some information. A couple of weeks ago, Pfizer published data showing that the vaccine's efficacy for severe disease slipped from 96% to 84% after 6 months. Moderna reported its efficacy dropped from 95% to 90%. So we need more good, unbiased data. But right now, dropping immunity for otherwise healthy people doesn't appear to be a big problem.
You mentioned earlier the J&J vaccine seems to be less effective than the others with respect to the Delta variant. Should people who received that shot now be getting a different vaccine, the Pfizer or the Moderna?
Yeah, again, a very tough question, and there is no official policy on this. As a doctor, I can't give people mixes and matches of vaccine types. It seems that mixing J&J with a dose of Pfizer or Moderna does lead to a more robust immune response. My prediction is that we will see this coming very soon.
Dr. Michael Wilkes is a professor of medicine and global health at UC Davis. You can hear his commentary, Second Opinion, every Sunday morning at 6:35 and 8:35, or check it out at our website, kcrw.com.